Freud's Angels. Here is your reading for the week. Remember, never give your power up to a reading, a reader, or any situation. Remember, you always have the power of autonomy. Enjoy. Hey, angels, welcome to your weekly reading. This is for February 11th through the 17th. It is actually, I didn't realize this, but it is my 3-year anniversary moving to the Pacific Northwest. Can't believe it's been 3 years.
Wow, so, 3 years.
I know. The 14th, Valentine's Day, the day after Valentine's Day is when I arrived. Nice. So, like, fascinating. Anyways, how are we doing? I feel like a lot's going to happen this week. Vanessa, what do the mermaids have to say?
Well, so the mermaids are talking about hope.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's funny because in our pregame, I opened up my deck and this card and another one were turned the opposite way. And I used this deck yesterday in a client session, and that I assure you, I did not see that. So I feel like, you know, it was definitely here and I reshuffled and this one came back out. So this is definitely, you know, like the pregame was, you know, our energy, but this is coming out now. Now, the thing about this card is like, so when you see the word hope, right? Like you think like, oh, have hope, you know, and like that it would be like totally talking about how to be positive. Right. But what the card is actually about is you can see her sitting on the rock. She's got her arms crossed. You can tell she's worried. She's got this expression on her face. But there's a beautiful ray of sunshine behind her that has rainbows and everything in it. She can't see it because she's not turned that way, you know. And so it's kind of like the energy of being like when things are hopeless and we know we've all been in hopeless places, or when we feel lost, or when we feel like things aren't going our way, or we feel like we've tried a million things and they're just not catching. Maybe it's because we're not really looking, you know, like we're kind of holding tight to something and not allowing ourselves to turn around and see the rainbow behind us, right? Because it's literally behind her. And it just feels like a call to that, to anybody out there that's feeling like they're losing hope, or that things are, you know, we're in the world's in a weird place right now in a lot of different ways. And so, you know, I know in my sessions I've been having lots of talks with people about how afraid they are of stuff, you know, afraid they are of all the various things, right? And so we're trying to find hope in that space, but that hope not being that toxic positivity hope, that just kind of like, hey, if we look around, there's probably something else that's there. There's probably something to grasp onto that I haven't tried to grasp onto. And that would be the thing that brings me where I need to go versus me just kind of looking at what hasn't happened and holding on to that, literally, like the mermaid is doing in this picture.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
What do we got over here on your end?
So I use the Journey of Love deck, which is not a deck I've used before in these settings. I love this deck because it connects to, it's not just about the idea of love of, or intimate love. It's love all around, friends, intimacy, like just love, spiritual love, like all of it. So the card I got was Riding the Cosmic Wave. And this card is truly about letting go of trying to push the river. Like if you've done the work, you've had the discipline, you've worked hard, and now you're kind of at that space where it's like you're pushing it out into the world. Whatever you're creating, whatever you're doing, it's like that last big leap off the cliff. It's the fool's journey, right? He takes that leap off the cliff into the unknown. And because of fear, because of worry, because of like thinking we need to control all aspects, and that makes us feel comfortable because when we don't know, when we have the unknown, we try to create the known by being fearful and doing all the things. But this is about just allowing that the cosmic wave and that wave of love to carry you in the last stretch. Like when you're a runner, when you're on that last like bit, that last, just you see the finish line, you're there. You don't power forward. You're just maintaining what you got, because at that point, you're almost done. Like, you've got nothing left in the battery because you've worked hard to get there where you're at. You just use all of your built up adrenaline and everything you've got left, and you just let yourself be carried forward by your momentum. And that's kind of, I don't know why runner. I'm not a runner. I used to be, but I'm not anymore. So don't ask me where that analogy came from. But, you know, riding the cosmic wave is just being carried forward by the momentum that you have created, by working hard, by the discipline, by whatever effort you've put forth to now. And when you're ready to step off that cliff, when you're ready to step into the unknown and push it out into the world, let yourself be carried by the love, not only for what you're doing, but by the love that supports you, whether it's in the physical, whether it's cosmic, whether it's spiritual love, let it all of it, and allow it to bring that grace of the final push into the world, whatever it is you're creating or doing. And there's a, they write a little, I don't know, it's not a haiku, but a little poem that goes with it. And I'll read it to you. It said, "Your spirit flies like the wind, warms like the sun, and watches the sky. How wise the earth, waiting for the moment to be touched." And so it's just the last sentence in the book of this says, "Give in, let go, and be moved." You know, I think, and as I'm saying these out loud, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a message for me too. What happens is when we step in to the idea, and let me put this to us entrepreneurs, we have a dream, we have something in our heart we want to offer the world. And we think, okay, I have to have a website, right? There's a website thing. And so we go into it with the idea of, I need to do this with knowledge. I need to figure it out, like using my knowledge rather than using our heart, allowing the intuition, allowing the flow of that energy and that knowledge to come forth and allow that to build it versus using the brain. I just had a meltdown last weekend about my website because I tried to create it and I hated it and I got mad and I was angry about it because I was trying to use my brain to create something that's from my heart. Our mind cannot speak our heart language. And so when we're creating and we're allowing that, when we're in that flow, we allow the inspiration and the intuition to guide us through that process. So we don't have to work so hard. It's like, it's like that hustle culture you and I keep talking about. We don't have to push so hard to achieve what we want. So yeah. So to this week, allow yourself to just ride that cosmic wave. Just allow yourself to just expand and move through just being intuitive, divinely guided in whatever way that is. You don't have to push the river. The river is going to flow. You don't need to direct it. It's okay to let it go. It'll go where it needs to go.
Love that. Trust
so, me. Yes. So we hope that helps for this week. Loves, don't sign on to the societal idea of Valentine's Day. Define what love means to you. Define how you receive it and how you know the purity and feel and receive it in the way that it's meant for you. And have a wonderful week. May you know how much loved by us and supported by us. And we'll see you on Wednesday in the podcast. Have a good week, everybody.
I love y'all.
Thanks for listening. Remember, catch our podcast every Wednesdays on your favorite podcast station. Take care and have a great week.